Anybody else again?
Okay, right, the day is getting shorter. We've got Shkia at 4:45, and there's just two machshavas that are pulling through my mind. Number one is that a lot of times the mitzvah of the Yom Titzin Schoroi you've got to be on top of. Sometimes, a lot of times, you have a job that someone comes around to your house and does a little job, and you've only got about 10 minutes, a quarter of an hour, half an hour to pay them, and you tell them, please send me your details, send me your bank details, and I'll pay you. The man said, 10 minutes later, you're sitting down on your computer and you're trying to make a bank transfer, and it's been shkia. So usually in the summer, I think most of the year, you haven't got the shayla because shkia is like, wait, 7 o'clock on. Maybe it's till 10 o'clock. Whereas when it comes to the winter hours, when it's normal working hours, you've got to be on top of it. I mean, I'm only mentioning it because it was Negev to me today. It's an interesting conversation I had. Someone did a job for me today. It was about 2 o'clock. And then I mentioned after the job, I said, please send me the details ASAP, because I want to pay before Shkia. Shkia is very, very, it's quarter to five. So he said, Chumrah. Yeah, he said, Chumrah. I looked at him and said, what a Chumrah. I mean, that's the last thing in the world. Chumrah. I mean, Shema, you can clear whether it's Daraisa. It's a Mefurish in the Torah. Krishma, we are sort of understanding it's a Mitzvah Daraisa. This is Mefurish in the Torah, but Yom Titzin Schoroi, every Chedi Engel knows about Yom Titzin Schoroi, how to read that puzzle. It's a clear Mitzvah Daraisa. The Maisa, he made the joke of it. The Maisa, he only sent me the text after Shkia. So if I pass the Mitzvah Daraisa. Sometimes it's going to die.
He
finished at 2 o'clock. When he finishes the job, he's finished a job, and the mitzvah is to pay him as soon as he finishes a job, before Shkia. Now, if he didn't claim from me, which he didn't, he assumingly didn't, when he didn't tell me, didn't send me a simple text, right? So then, that's not called being tovea. On the mela, there's no lavim, but there's also no mitzvahs. Now that he texted me at 5 o'clock or something.
Yeah, why is it not part of the job?
No, it's not part of the job, sending me an invoice. Just to say where to deliver the money, that's not part of the job. The job is finished. 2:15, you finish the job. And then he sends me a text, well after Shkia, Nacht, after Nacht, to say that these are the details. So, yes, there's no lavim, but the mindset is a mitzvah beyond the teeth and story. It's worth taking into account these things, because over the course of the winter,
But the check only gets into his account a few days later.
So, check is taka, good shayla. That's what they're done about. And the Maisa, checks are command antique these days. No way. Who sends checks these days? The Maisa, soon cash is going to be antique. But the Maisa, they do send.
You could have given to someone to be coin on his bill.
You could do that, yeah, you could do that. These are not the run of the mill things you can do. Yeah, they're not the run of the mills. It's hard to know. It's going to change your mind. It's not so good, man. Nice, it's worth taking into account. Again, this is far from a chumrah. It's a limited deraisa. I share the same feelings that the Chofetz Chaim wrote when he gave in his introduction to the halachos of the Yom Titzin Schoroi. He said, have you seen anyone waiting to shake lulav till the night? Or blow shoyf until the night? Obviously, they make sure it's reason my demon, they do straight away. Some people do it before shachris to shake lulav. Yeah, so it's poshut that when it comes to these in Yonah, also the same
thing. If you were sending it at 4:25,
you would have got mincha. Someone's mentioning, Meshun of the Geshayla, which the Chaya Odom wrote in his Tzavor. Right, when a person writes a will, usually very, very careful about who's that money going to go to, is that money going to go to, right? But you know what the Chaya Odom wrote in his Tzavor? You've got to be careful that if you've got a choice, either to daven mincha or to pay someone on time, scrap mincha. Mincha, Mitzvah's the Rabbanon. Don't look at the mincha. Do the mitzvah, but you're going to Zizhore. That's what the Chaya Odom writes in his Tzavor. So maybe the aloha, and this I think is something to live with when it comes to winter specifically, the interesting aloha. It's not some chumrah, it's some furish on the tail. Next point, also I find in the Negeya, it's not too Negeya really. When we were having a conversation and someone was telling me that he works out, he does a treadmill, it's a very good thing, it's very good shmakazach, it's a mitzvah to look after a person's body, and he does the treadmill. So it's interesting that in the winter months, where in the daytime, there's a very short day, and the nighttime is already from 6 o'clock, right, where he can choose to do his workout between either 2 o'clock in the afternoon or maybe 7 o'clock in the evening, there could be a preference to do it in the evening. Why? Because he always takes off his tzitzis when he works out. As always, right? He's not going to get a kenesh, right? That's what he told me. So the chayyim, there'll be a preference to do it in the evening, where according to a lot of Rishonim, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis, than doing it in the daytime, where you're taking off a tzitzis, half an hour no tzitzis. You know what the Gaon said.
He doesn't walk around. He walks, but not around.
Right. Yeah, no. The Indian of Abulay Abraham is Kamai irrelevant. It's just an Indian. That there's an Indian. So make sure not to go down the dam. It's not Megareh on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to put on every second. Even when a person sitting down, we're all sitting down. Okay, that's night time. But it's an interesting chaf. Again, these points, again, there's not so many of them, but it's an interesting chaf. If someone's got, you know, either way, you can do 2 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and he's going to take a sitter, another chaf. If it's nothing else in the way, it's worth taking that into account. It's like half an hour, that's it. It's a kind of kudah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we need to get cracking where we're talking about standing. The halacha is hilchos standing up, and it's taka very interesting how it plays out. We were discussing yesterday the halachas of standing up for Birchas HaTorah, and we mentioned the faket, some shittas held that you should dafka sit down because it gives more kavona. I actually saw when you get to Birchas HaShachar, you know, the 15 brachas followed by Hamar Hashena, those brachas in the morning that we say. I actually saw Reb Chaim Palagi, not only does he declare about whether you have to stand up, he even says you have to sit down because you haven't got Yishuv Hadas. So he mentioned that when he gets to the test of our brachas, the brachas HaShachar, also is a mile off sitting down. And that's where we ended off with Be'erach, and we started talking about the brachas, we started talking about korbanos. And we mentioned that Hagam, a lot of people have in their minds that korbanos is sort of optional, and the emes is they're right. All what goes on after the brachas, till Mizmoshe or Haidi, I don't know where they start, yeah? So really, Be'etzem is optional. Hagam the Inyonim, which you look in the Sforum, is Inyonim Niskovim Adlamoid. But the Chiv, it's very hard to say it's a Chiv, besides for one small parasha called Parashas HaTomid. Savas Ben Yisrov, Amar Tarem, Korbin Lachmi Le'ishai. That parasha, a lot of shittas hold as a Chiv. The Shulchanach Rav Rishonim already deal about it. The one Rishon asked the Kasha, how can ladies say Birchas HaTorah? How can they say Birchas HaTorah? They're not Mechuyim in Daniel Torah. So there's Kol Mina Terutzim. One of the Terutzim are, no, but she's Mechuyim to say this parasha of Parashas HaTomid. It's interesting, Parashas HaTomid is quite high up on the list, in between the brachas till Sugda Zimra. This is number one. This is number one. You could say it all day, yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, when it comes to Mincha, we say the Mincha one is for Tomash Rabbeinu Abayim. Interesting, that's a good Kasha. Kind of got better with Kasha. You can ask for Merodik Kasha. We're busy saying that some hold a Sechiv to say Parashat HaTomid in the morning. And what happened to the daytime? You don't find the same poskim saying, oh, you got to make sure to say Parashat HaTomid by Mincha. So a lot of people do it, but Nusach Sfad, the Taka start by Tzavas Bnei Yisrael. They start with Parashat HaTomid because the Talmud was brought twice a day. But you won't find the same Nusach of a Chiv in the afternoon and in the morning because there's a Gantzah in Yonim about it because this one's lost. It. Lover, it's a Shtickle Torah about that. So in the morning you will find some shitters that hold that Zaka is a great, so it's quite high up on the agenda. And now the shaila is, do you stand up when you say this korbanos tamazoi? Wait, if let's say you've got more time, you're saying other korbanos, kiyoi pashas, abshrimas adeshan. Do you say it's standing up, or can you sit down as well? And the Mogen Avraham says you should stand up because korbanos is done standing up. Shteit Rambam, shteit Gemara Zvachim, that if a person is sitting down, he's posel avodah, has to be done standing up. So the Mogen Avraham says you have to stand up when you say korbanos. Kemat all achronim are not agreeing with this. They don't agree with this. They said it's not as if you're doing it. What, you have to be a kohen when you say this? If you're not a kohen, if you're a Yisrael, then you can't say it. Okay, if she's talking about the Shechita, it's not mamish like as if you're saying it. When we say Ki'ilu, the Moshe, the Gemara says, anyone who learns the Inyonim of Kodshim, then it's Ki'ilu, the Makriv a Korah. Right? It's a Grace Inyonim. Does that mean whenever we learn Kodshim, Dafyemi, when it comes to the Kodshim, Chalisim, how many years? 2-3 years, yeah? They're going to start Kodshim. Does that mean that we all have to stand up when we learn Kodshim? Because Kodshim is not standing up. That's not the case. Achronim say we don't find that. It's Inyonim. Inyonim means that when you're Isaac in it, it means that you got the zechus. Actually, Shano, there's a fascinating shita. The Shulchan Aruch Rav. If I ask you, imagine you had time to learn Mishnayos. You had time to learn Mishnayos. For you, you don't care learning these Mishnayos or these Mishnayos. If you have a preference, and you'll see it working if you learn Moya, the easier one, fine. But if you got no preference, you just want to take a Masechta, you don't care. Which Masechta should you choose over the whole Shas? What would you suggest? What would come out of your mind? What's Efsha? Is there any preference one over the other? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Brachas, Shabbat Yehuda thought. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Halachas you're going to know from the Piskei Dinim, from Shiurim, as we write, from other things. You'll know your way around from other Nyona, the way you learn it, from Mishnah Berurah. He's not saying Mishnah Berurah, from his halachas. You'll get around the halacha. When you want to be learning, when you want to learn Mishnayos, then learn Kodshim. Because it's Ki'ilu, you're Makriv a Korban. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in Perek Beis. Be Makdim Kodshim. Interesting point. Okay. The Maisa, the Achreinim want to say that although you're saying the Parshas HaTomid, but it's not mamish as if you're bringing it, because it's not mamish like that. And therefore, they want to say that there's no real chiyuv, the cholik among the wrong. Now, let me tell you, let me share this with you, and I want to see what you say. Because after bringing the Mogen Avraham, that you have to stand up when you say Karbonas, he says, over the Kama Ayin Shrai Shuvah, Mikama Achreinim Shachokim Azelab, he said that you shouldn't have to stand up when you're saying Karbonas. Over Primigodim Kosav, the Mikol Mokim, still, the Parashas HaTomid, Roy Lamoid, it's better to stand up. Shekoyim Betzibur Bekoyil Rom, because it used to be the minhag that when it came to the Parashas HaTomid, everyone said it together. So it used to be the minhag. Now that we don't have that minhag, anyone see that anyone saying Parashas HaTomid word for word, everyone saying it loud? We don't see that minhag. So the Chayra, what would you say that halacha could be? Could he still sing? Would he still have to stand up, or could he sit down with that? The Chayra, the whole Makor to say it's a standard for Parashas HaTomid is because everyone's saying it all together, Makor Rom. However, if you haven't got that minhag, the Chayra can sit down. So the Chayra, the halacha, as Azuz brought down in Tefillah Kal Chasa, also brings it down. There's no issue with saying Parashas HaTomid sitting down. It's like a lot.
Doesn't it say something about
the Some say, yeah, El-Khanami. You're going to see the emissaries throughout Tefillah, you'll see some say you stand up for Kuma every single thing. Yeah, this Shetah says you stand up for Melkech, this is the Pasuk Hashem Melech, this Pasuk, yeah, you're going to find the Shetah, but if you take all the Shetahs, you'll end up standing up from the beginning, standing up, sitting down, forget, and saying Tefillah twice to be able to both days. Some do, but what I want to do is, I'm only going to quote things which attack either Mishnah Berurah or brought down in like the mainstream postgame, that Achreinim asked, Akasha, why is Parashas HaTomid, it's very interesting, when it comes to Musaf, it comes to Yom Tov, do you know you say in Musaf you throw in the korbanos that you bring that day? We say Shnisim to me, but we go through all the korbanos, right? And it comes to Yom Narayim, it comes to Yom Tov, we throw in all the korbanos. Why is it during your tefillah do we not mention that we bring the tomid? This shaila, someone asked the Noda Bihuda in Siman Dalet, and the Noda Bihuda said, I shouldn't really be answering such a shaila because I don't really know. It's a Knesset Doida, but he says, because during the week we ask for bakoshas, so if Chazal would say to add this in as well, it would be too much for us. We've got Kananah a lot of bakoshas, and to throw also Parashas HaTomid is also a bit too much for us. That's why the Noda Bihuda said, right to that. Imagine it's taka, you've got Chazal Zashat, and you got your own tefillah, it'll be quite hard. And therefore the Noda Bihuda writes, that's why Chazal didn't put it in inside the Shemoneh Esra, but to say it outside Shemoneh Esra is a greater inya. Moving on to Kaddish. This is a Geshmaka Machalekas. Kaddish. It comes to Kaddish, it's Gadol, it's Kaddash, Shmei Rabba. That whole Kaddish is a grace in Yonim. We haven't got enough time to explain all the grace in Yonim. It's Govim, any scholar that you want is there. Armenian, Shmei Rabba, B'chol Koichoi, yeah, again, so that, we haven't got time for that. But the Maisa, do you need to stand up for Kaddish? So the Ramah holds. Thank you. The Ramah holds that you have to stand up for it even if you are sitting down. You would have to actually positively stand up, which I think in Nusach Ashkenaz, that's what we do. The Minhag Ashkenaz, that's what we do. The Ramah brings it down. Says the Maharil, you do not need to positively stand up for Kaddish. The Hakpad is only that if you're standing, don't now sit down. Stay stood up. That is how the Maharil understands the halacha of Kaddish. And you will see by the Sfardim, that's how they noyog. If they're sitting down already, because they anyway sit down for Yishtabach and for a lot of things, they will just sit down throughout. They wouldn't bother standing up. It comes to it, they wouldn't bother. But if they're anyway standing, Lamasha after Halal, they're standing anyway, they won't sit, because then they have Akbar, not to sit down. So very interesting how where it comes from. It's interesting. I mean, really, the Mogen Avraham tells you, after he brings the Maril, he says, it's not Kadati be Mekel, because let's make a Kal Chayma from Eglon. Egloin, who was the king of Moab, he was very rough with the Yidden. For 18 years, he was very, very rough with them. And Shteit and Posuk, that Klal Yisrael davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent someone called Ehud ben Gera. And this Ehud is an interesting person. He was a lefty, he was a left-handed, so he would use his might with his left hand, and he would draw out his sword from his right side of his body. So he would keep his sword on his right side, and therefore he came to the king with a present, and the guards didn't pay too much attention because they looked on the other side. Interesting how that worked, but the Maisa, they overlooked that. and they didn't realize he had a knife on his right side, because he was a lefty, so he'd use his left hand. Usually he'd put it on the left side. The knife would usually be put on the left side of the body to be drawn from the right side, from the right hand, but he was a lefty. Anyway, that got overlooked. And therefore, the Maisa, he came to the Egloin, to the king, and he told Egloin, I've got the Loshna Pah, Vayoma Ehoid, the Varelikim Lielecha, I've got a word from Hashem. Vayokom Eyal Kisei, and he stood up from the Kisei, and that's when he did the act, he killed him, and then Klal Yisrael had peace for 80 years with Ehoid as a greater Yeshua, because there was a greater Lachatz from, there was a big Lachatz from this Egloin. And the Maisa, the Mughal Avram says, if already Egloin stood up, when hearing that Ehud had with Dvar Hashem,
you got a reward for that.
He got, So, Allah has come over Kamah, Amoy, the Klal Yisrael who is Hashem's nation, shall stand up for Kaddish. That's the moment of Rom's Chizuk, that we shall stand up and not rely on the Shitta of the Maril, because the Minik Svad is Takas Vimekel, to be Mekel on remaining seated, but the Mughal Avraham gives a Chizuk to stand up for that. That's Taka how we'll know it. Now, what would you say if you're davening by a Sfaradish shul, where let's say you're sitting down, they're all sitting down, let's say for Chazot HaShatz, or for Ashrei, they're sitting down for Ashrei, and now you're sitting down as well, no one's standing up. Can you, should you stand up for Kaddish, which is after Ashrei? Really, everyone's sitting down, and you're standing up to show, really, because you hold out the Ramah that you're supposed to stand up, especially for Kaddish. I remember Netz Yisrael having this shayla the whole time. And the Maisa, the postgim, are happy to say that you do what the Olam are doing. If they're all sitting down, you can sit down even though it's Kaddish. It's interesting. Chai Kineski hesitated about it, but the Maisa, a lot of postgim are happy to say that you should sit down. And Faket as well, if a Sephardi is in an Ashkenazi shul, and really everyone is standing up, not so gushmat. The postgim say, it's not so gushmat. Yechavadas actually writes this, the Bravadi Yosef. He writes this, Kedai for them to stand up because everyone else is standing up as well. Till when do you need to stand up? Okay, so you're standing up. I mean, really, from when do you have to stand up? It's actually, Merum is in Ramah. You only need to stand up from when you have to answer Minish Ramah. Really, the Minig is to stand up from the whole Kaddish, from the beginning, and really till the end. Hagam, the last three or two shtiklach of Tiskabel and Hishta Marabah and Mr. Sholom are not Mamish Meikah Adin of the Kaddish. That Mamish not Meikah Adin, you have to stand up. Maisa, the Minig is taken to stand up for the Yantazach. And now we move on to Baruch Sha'oma. The Indian of standing up for Baruch Sha'oma as a nochoy, it's a correct thing to stand up, and therefore if a person's a choylo who struggles with it, then there's no problem with sitting down. That's because it's not so high up on the agenda with the Baruch Sha'oma. But Lamai says it's nochoy to stand up for Baruch Sha'oma, and then you have a shayla of Mizmo Lesoida. Now you have Yesh V'Yesh, whatever you do is correct, right? Mishnah Berurah cleverly avoided this machloikas. He didn't mention this point, he left it out. Lamai says, if you look in Shai Chuvitz machloikas, and again, whatever you do is correct, there's no right or wrong over here. It seems that with Mizmo Lesoida, there are more opinions that hold that you do stand up, more than regarding a Karabonis. When we said Pashas HaTomid, some say, Kamat, everyone's Chodik on Mogul Avram, the Yaivetz, everyone was Chodik on him, but the Yaivetz himself held that you should stand up for Mizmo Lesoida, because Mizmo Lesoida is mamish like bringing a Karabon. You even don't say on Shabbos, and you don't say on Yom Tov, because you can't bring on Yom Tov, and you don't say on Erev and Kippur, and Erev and Pesach. It's quite real, that it's quite for real, that you're actually bringing a Karabon Tomit. Okay, then you have a Shaila. A Karabon Tomit, sorry.
Not even the Kohen Levi as well.
A Kohen Levi, doing Mechalik. Yeah, mm-hmm. Then you've got a Shaila of Vayvorach Tovid. Interesting that you only have to stand up for Vayvorach Tovid, only for a few psukim, only for a few verses, till Atahu Hashem Olekim, Asher Bechad Zabavram. You only need to, really, from Vayvarach David, we are knowing to stand up all the way till after Yishtabach. But really, Me'ekadim, Hashem Mishnah Berurah, is only till Atahu Hashem Olekim, only for a few phrases, only for that. Until you say the words Atahu Hashem Olekim, the Rosh HaTevas of Atahu Hashem Olekim, is Eke. That's one of the Shemus of Hashem, and therefore you should stand up till those four words as well. After that, Me'ekadim, you can sit down. And then you can sit down till Yishtabach, really, because to stand up for Oz Yoshe is also not Nishkan Chiyav. Again, I like the way the Orch HaShulchan brings it down. The Orch HaShulchan says some stand up for Oz Yoshe, because they stand up anyway, but he says, I always like the way he puts it, he says, Mitzad Adin, Mitzad Alocha, Ein Shum Kepeda, Levad B'Shmele Esra, M'chiyam Lamed, U'Kedusha, V'Kadosh, U'Baruchu. Again, he puts things into perspective. You've got a Chiyav B'Shmele Esra, and you've got a Chiyav Adol B'Kedusha, V'Al Pia Zoya, Drew Bevis Krishma, which we'll see better as Hashem tomorrow. We've got a lot coming in this session.